It's the end of the school year at Northeastern State University in Tahlequah, and Michael Payne is digging through boxes of donations.
There's kind of like the college stereotype of eating ramen in your dorm room, but we have soups and canned veggies, peanut butter, all of those types of things.
Payne is in the basement of NSU's Student Union, which has been transformed into Rowdy's Resource Room, a place where students can come for free food and other things like toiletries, school supplies, even clothing.
You know, a lot of students they struggle to pay for everything that comes with being a student. So I think overall the resource room and other campus food pantries allow that spending that students were going to be doing on food to go to other things, most likely their tuition.
The cost of a four-year degree from NSU has gone up significantly in the last decade. The school has raised tuition and fees by 75% since 2008. At the same time, an analysis from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the median household income has actually gone down in much of NSU's service area once inflation is taken into account. Dr. Steve Turner is NSU's president.
With the disinvestment by the state, we've had to cover some of those costs with other revenue, and we've also had to reduce expenses significantly.
He worries about the impact on NSU's students.
I think any time you have a tuition increase, it is an impediment for someone. And we do serve a lot of students that are quite poor.
Turner believes the cuts to state funding have had a unique impact on regional universities like NSU because they don't have large endowments to fall back on.
It's true that those institutions are more vulnerable and they also have more at-risk students.
That's Sandy Baum, a leading higher education researcher at the D.C.-based Urban Institute. By at-risk, she means students who are more likely to fail or drop out.
One piece of it is endowments, but there's also the flagship universities are much more likely to have the possibility of attracting students from out of state or international students who pay higher tuition. That can compensate to some extent for the loss of state funding.
Data from the Oklahoma Regents for Higher Education confirm that compared to those attending OU and OSU, regional university students are far more likely to receive need-based financial aid, and they graduate at much lower rates. Those students have also faced the steepest tuition hikes over the last 10 years. Baum believes states should reinvest in higher education, but she says it's about more than simply bringing down the cost of college.
We do know that at lower prices, more low-income students are going to enroll in college. I mean, that statistically is what happens.
The question of whether they'll graduate, she says, is less clear.
So there's a lot of evidence that actually just giving people $1,000 off the price can have much less impact on their success, particularly for low-income students, than actually giving them money to the institution to provide them with better support services to succeed academically, to graduate, and then to get a good job.
State lawmakers did increase higher education funding this year by $28 million, but that money is restricted to faculty salaries and research, so it can't be used for support services. And to put that figure in perspective, Northeastern State University alone still receives $13 million less annually than it did a decade ago. For State Impact, I'm Caroline Halter.